الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Backgrounds of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we discuss its sabab of nuzul, reason of its revelation. Background, why and when was that revealed? Today we will include a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran from Surah Al-An'am, verse number 122. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's speak a few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Respecting viewers, I would also request you if you could ask your family members, children, they can come and watch this short and brief program, insha'Allah, they will benefit a lot. Let's listen to the recitation of the verse which we have included in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Translation: Will the one who was dead, then we gave him life, and made for him a light with which he walks among the people, become like the one in darkness from which he shall never escape? Thus, the actions of the disbelievers were beautified for them. Respecting verse, the part of the verse, Man kana maitan, will the one who was dead, in this verse, death refers to the disbelievers, and the one with life refers to the believer. Because disbelief is death for the hearts, whereas faith, iman, is life. Light refers to faith, iman, through which a person attains salvation from the darkness of disbelief. According to Sayyidina Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala, light refers to the book of Allah azza wa jal, i.e. the Holy Quran. This verse mentions the example of disbelief and ignorance. It states that the state of a believer and a disbeliever is such that the guided believer is like the dead who attained life, receiving light, nur, through which he finds way to the objective. While the example of a disbeliever is of such an individual who is surrounded by different types of darkness, unable to come out of it and remains perplexed at all times. Both these examples are general for every believer and disbeliever. Even though, if we talk about the sabab of nuzul, reason of revelation, for this very verse, there are some different narrations. Out of them, three narrations are mentioned here. According to the opinion of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, the sabab of nuzul is as following. The cause of revelation is as following. One day Abu Jahl threw something impure on the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That day Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala had gone for hunting. He was informed of this incident upon his return from the hunt with a bow in his hand. Although he had not embraced faith till now, but listening to this news, he became furious, and reaching Abu Jahl, he started beating him with the bow. Being flatteringly humble, Abu Jahl said, "O Abu Ya'la, have you not seen what religion Muhammad has brought? He calls our gods to be bad, opposes our forefathers, and calls us unwise." Upon this, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and replied, "Who is unwise like you, who leaving Allah Almighty worships stones? I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah." Right at that time, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam, which prompted to the revelation of this verse. Then this verse was revealed. Whereas Sayyidina Dahak radiallahu ta'ala asserts this verse was revealed regarding Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Jahl. Whereas Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala exclaims this verse was revealed regarding Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Jahl. So these are the three different opinions with regards to the background of this verse, the cause of revelation, sabab of nuzul. So the state of Sayyidina Amir Hamza or Umar or Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and similarly every faith embracing individual is similar to him who was dead and did not possess faith. Allah Almighty resurrected him by granting him the soul of faith and granted him the inner light, nur, through which he walks amongst people. Whereas the state of Abu Jahl and people like him is such that they are surrounded by the darkness of disbelief and ignorance, and they will not come out of this darkness. It implies that a sinful believer does not consider his sins to be good, hence he remains a believer, whereas a disbeliever considers his ill deeds to be good, feeling proud over them, hence he is not worthy of forgiveness. Respected viewers, the incident of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala also explains the loving of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, supporting and aiding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanAllah, it becomes what a great means of excellence the way Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and supported and loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. It became a means of attaining the treasure of faith for him. At that time, when he assisted Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, out of love, he went and he started beating Abu Jahl because he had disrespected Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of this love and devotion and aid to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, he was granted with the nur of faith, iman, subhanAllah. Likewise, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala and remarks, a person humbly asked in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "When will the day of judgment arrive?" The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "What have you prepared for it?" He humbly responded, "I do not have any action except that I love Allah Almighty and His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The seed of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You will be with them whom you love." Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, "Nothing made us as happy as did the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you will be with them whom you love." I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So I am hopeful that I will be with them due to having love for them, even though my actions are not like theirs. Respected viewers of Qadri Channel, this is what you gain when you love Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The true love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanAllah, is a great means of salvation, great means to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get blessings, barakas in this dunya and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we also love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam with true devotion so that we get salvation in both worlds. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with another beautiful message from the Holy Quran. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Quran.